This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is closing out her first foreign trip Tuesday as she visits Mexico and meets with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's a key but complicated ally in the Biden administration's efforts to curb the spike in migration at the U.S. border. López Obrador committed in a previous virtual meeting with Harris that the U.S. can count on us to help address the issue of irregular migration, but the Mexican president has in the past blamed President Joe Biden for the increase in migration at the border. The day before, Vice President Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the U.S., but after her meeting with Guatemala's president Monday, Harris also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making that trek.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
Harris said her goal is to help Guatemalans find hope at home. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is more than half done, and U.S. officials say that while it could be complicated and completed by July 4th, the final exit of equipment and troops more likely will be later in the summer. As early as this week, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East, Frank McKenzie, is giving Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin a range of U.S. military options to secure the American embassy in Afghanistan and to provide counterterrorism support from outside the country. This is VOA News. Police in London, Ontario, say that a driver plowed a pickup truck into a family of five, killing four of them and seriously injuring the other in a deliberate attack that targeted the victims because they were Muslims. Authorities say a young man was arrested in a parking lot of a nearby mall after the incident Sunday night. Police say the dead were a 74-year-old woman, a 46-year-old man, and a 44-year-old woman, and a 15-year-old girl. A 9-year-old boy was reported in serious condition. 20-year-old Nathan Veltman is in custody, facing four counts of first-degree murder. City's mayor says the incident was an act of mass murder perpetuated against Muslims. The UN Security Council on Monday strongly condemned violations of human rights and international humanitarian law in the Central African Republic and warned that the attacks on United Nations peacekeepers there may constitute war crimes. The press statement was issued after closed-door Security Council discussions and a briefing from the UN Special Envoy in the Central African Republic. Earlier, the Council held an open meeting on the broader Central Africa region, where the United States and Russia traded accusations over actions in the Central African Republic. The U.S. Justice Department says it has gotten back most of the ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline to Russian-based hackers that had breached its fuel network. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
You may remember the gas shortages a month ago when Colonial Pipeline was hit by a ransomware attack and took itself offline. The company admitted paying about $4 million in Bitcoin to the hackers. Now, acting Northern California U.S. Attorney Stephanie Hines says a specialized Justice Department task force got much of that back.
Paid by an innocent victim in ransom in a bid to regain control of computer systems. The extortionists will never see this money.
This is their first operation to recover cryptocurrency. It's viewed as a rare victory against ransomware attackers who have targeted critical industries around the world. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In an attempt to outdo his fellow billionaires in being daredevils, Jeff Bezos will blast into space next month when his Blue Origin company makes its first flight with a crew. The 57-year-old Amazon founder and richest person in the world by Forbes estimates will become the first person to ride his own rocket to space. Bezos announced his intentions Monday and an even bolder show of confidence that he will share the adventure with his younger brother and best friend Mark. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to you. Beautiful music. And right after that, My Baby by Missy BK from Cameroon and Tuna Tesa by Bushi of Kenya. But right now, it's Angela Katatumba of Uganda in baby, Let Me.
Baby, come on to me, I like the way you whine, it's ill you. Baby, come on to me, you know you hypnotize me, love you. Ooh, I like the way you love me, baby, hold you. Oh, baby, baby, just make me touch you. Baby, come on to me, I like the way you whine, it's ill you. Baby, come on to me, you know you hypnotize me, love you. Ooh, I like the way you love me, baby, hold you. Oh, baby, baby. Let's be together every day. Love each other in every way. Be my lover, truthfully.
Make me want to cry. sunshine in my life. I didn't see myself for your paradise. No be lie, your love to make me feel alive. If you like sin of all, do you the use? Your love to sweet past banana.
Voice of America. African beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Tonight, Jeddah. In the downtown, it's a suit for my wear. Kavuka boda, kajakwa si issue. Wakileta mamat na matupa kama tissue. Tunakwenda nyambo, tunafunga bao. Wanakuja kwetu, watina shida now. Tuko na mabinti, tuko na masera. Tuko na binyoji, tuko na machera. Wanachunga, tunaponda ya. Wanasipa, wanakufanja. Tunapesa, wanatesa. Hatulani, tunatesa. Leo tuna, leo tuna.
This is the African beat you've just listened to, Tuna Tesa by Bushi of Kenya. And right before that was My Baby by Missy BK of Cameroon and Let Me by Angela Katatumba of Uganda. This is the show that you don't want to miss. We broadcast to you Mondays through Fridays on The Voice of America, and I am David Vandy. The African beat will be right back.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayoub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat from The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African beat on The Voice of America. Right now, let's continue with some good music. Stuff Fresh from the land of the lions, Sierra Leone. And this is Saful Saful. And right after that, Posa Ya Bolingo by Alicia Stelo G of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Yemi Alade of Nigeria comes in with Journey. But right now, Saful Saful by Stuff Fresh from Sierra Leone.
Hello, this is Nasser Ayoub, all the way from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Join me on David Bandy's show, African Beat, on the VOA.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to the Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
I will go to know see my Johnny. Johnny Shabudu. Looking for my Johnny. I'm looking for my honey. You're telling me this, you're telling me that. I say this is not for me. Johnny do me funny. Johnny do me funny. He's doing me this, he's doing me that. But I know what's him on me. He go Canada, he go Tokyo. Yesterday he say he de Morocco. He dance this sicko, he sing a willow. Na lie, na lie, na Pinocchio.
Music, looking out there for your journey. Yemi Alade of Nigeria, and right before that was Posa Yabolingo by Alicia Stelogi of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Saful Saful by the great Stofresh from Sierra Leone.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with David Bandy.
Now yo mucho mobe. Na de tapo bebe. O sa finti di rai guaiti. Tanto bo so yagua. Macho ba yonagua. Di songo.
Di songo, di songo. Di songo, di songo. Disongo, 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 disongo.
African beats, African beats, African beats.
Africa, Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the African Beat. You love the show, we love you, and we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Let's get on to music, and this time I take you to Ivory Coast. It's getting hot, hot, hot. Magic System, Angau Aoran. And right after that, Bendele by Koffi Olomide of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Coupe de Calais Chinois by Larbi Dida of Algeria. But first, Angau Aoran by the Magic System of Koffi
Olomide. Magic System. Copé, arrivé, c'est son tiers, on écoute, on est entre nous. Depuis Abidjan, on compte sur vous. 113, c'est lui et moi, et ce son, c'est fait pour vous.
Moi aussi. capable. Ah oui, la frappe encore, on l'imagine. Jamais dans mon cou, j'y sais sourd. J'ai tiré de ville, casse à moto.
Coupe de Calais Chinois by Larbi Dida of Algeria. And before that, Bendele by Kofi Olomide of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And at the top was Angau Oran by the Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat. I'll be right back with more music, so stay tuned.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Rocky Downey, the Ghanaian international reggae star, best world music album. And so our next track is going to be Master Plan from that same album, Rhythms of the Rebel Soul, Ghana's reggae superstar. Let's get it on.
Ghana people, make you take it go higher. Come Africa, make you light my fire. And I'll be I've seen the light. We must sing this song with one great voice. Surviving the master plan. Surviving, surviving now. Come on, people, meditate, go higher. Ghana people, make you take it, go higher. Come Africa, make you light my fire. And now joy and redemption. Wave your flags in celebration. Come on, people, lift up your heart. Now that you have seen the light, we must sing this song with one great voice. Surviving the master plan.
With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vander here in Washington, bidding you so long.